The third pillar that vPro is built on is energy-efficient performance. As I said earlier, today's PC in the business environment is being asked to do more and more, as all of us as employees are being asked to do more and more. More access to data, more simultaneous tasks going on, background tasks, foreground tasks, lots of data coming in. Running security and manageability software in the background is becoming an increasingly taxing event in the computer as it requires more and more robust infrastructure. That means it has to have a faster processor. At the same time it goes faster, we also need to be able to handle more and more of these activities simultaneously. To do that, we are bringing out a new family of microprocessors that we're calling our core microarchitecture, core microprocessors. We talked about these publicly for the first time at our Intel Developers Forum a couple of months ago. But I wanted to share with you the perspective on the kind of performance that we'll be bringing into the marketplace with the microprocessor inside the vPro brand. Here you've got a collection of microprocessors going back to the 486 that looks at the relative performance of each of those generations indexed back to the 486. This new product in the core microprocessor brand is codenamed Conro, and it's the heart of the vPro platform. You can see this product has twice the performance of our existing state-of-the-art Pentium 4 microprocessor with Hyperthread technology today, and is really quite stunning, over 600 times faster than the original 486. And this type of performance improvement, in my mind, will make a very, very big difference in productivity. And to give you a non-verbal example of that, let me bring Greg back up to show you exactly how this works in a realistic business environment.
All right, Paul. Okay, so we're gonna do a side-by-side comparison of two PCs. The PC I have here on the left, and it should be on your left here in a second on the screen, is a P4P processor that you could have bought last year. It's like the 2005 professional business platform. It's it's the 670 processor. It's running at 3.8 gigahertz. We cheated a little bit. We made it a little better than probably what most people bought last year to try to give it a fair shot. And on the right, we've got another PC. This is the vPro platform, and it's running the new Conro microarchitecture at 2.6 gigahertz. And for the applications, what we're doing is, it's, you know, this is core knowledge worker kind of applications. It's not that fancy. We've got the new Office 2007 suite. We're going to do we've got an Excel kind of sales calculation going in the foreground. We've just got email and PowerPoint open, but they're not really doing anything. Okay, don't comment on that. And then stick my chin out. And then just to make things a little interesting, we're going to have the virus scan kick off about halfway through. So that's it. Pretty typical knowledge work. And we're going to, Paul, I need your help. Mm-hmm. We're going to push the buttons and we're going to count down from three. Ready?
Okay.
Three, two, one, go.
You cheated.
No, I did cheat. Okay. So I think what you can clearly see is, you know, the Conro system, the new vPro platform on your right screen, is just screaming through the demonstration, right? It's almost finished. The system that you bought, that you could have bought last year, is still got a long ways to go. And you know what I like to say is, you know, here we are, just basic knowledge worker apps. It's not 5% faster. It's not 10% faster. You're going to feel the difference, right? You're going to notice over the course of a working day, somebody like me is actually going to get more work done. So that's it, Paul. I promise. All right. So when this thing finishes, you'll see that it's well over three times faster. It'll finish in about 50 seconds, I believe. Yeah? Countdown for me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. There we go. 51 seconds.
Substantially different.
So just a huge leap forward in performance on this PC.
Fantastic. Great. That's very impressive.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Greg.
Right. Yeah.
But as I said earlier, it's not just delivering the raw performance that's important and critical for the enterprise. It's also the energy efficiency associated with that performance. And here, if you watched that earlier video with the bike messenger, he talked about PPW, or performance per watt. We think this is an increasingly important metric that is not just critical for things like the data center, where performance per watt have been one of the metrics that people have looked at for a number of years, but it's also, with energy costs going up, becoming something that's important for all of us running fleets of desktop machines in our businesses. Conroe is over four times the efficiency of, in terms of performance per watt versus the installed base of, say, Pentium 4s that are out there today. If you take most people are on a 3 or 4 year refresh cycle for their PCs. So if you take the average of power consumption of the computers bought in that window and compare that to Conroe today and the Conroe generation going forward, it's a 4x increase. And at today's electricity prices, that's $1.5 million a year save, or $1.5 million savings in electricity bills on a 50,000 PC fleet, which is typical of a large business, over the life cycle of those machines. Hard savings delivered through just the simple performance efficiency here. What about OEM support? I'm happy to say that we have a very, very broad support from virtually all of the major PC manufacturers. Over 20 hardware manufacturers are in support, announcing their support for vPro today along with us. Seed units are available this quarter. That's incredibly important. You know, IT shops don't just go down to Circuit City and buy PCs. They bring them in, they look at them in terms of their stable environment, they look at their software loads, their unique software loads, their environment, their manageability consoles, et cetera, and they run them in pilot mode before deploying them. And we have, at Intel, worked with IT shops for a number of years and developed a stable image program to be able to assure them that they can have that software transparency and resiliency over the life of machines. We're extending that capability today by having the seed units come out ahead of the product launch. They'll be available this quarter, as I said. Product launch shipments from Intel will be in the third quarter, next quarter. In terms of software vendors and IT outsourcing beyond EDS and Symantec, who are here today, there's a large number of the who's who in the software industry announcing their support for this technology as well. As you would expect from Intel, we have a roadmap for vPro that continues and it will extend the capabilities of that platform brand over time. So what I described earlier in this speech is what we'll deliver in 2006. If you look forward into 2007, early 2007, we'll add the vPro capabilities that I talked about on the desktop into our notebook mobile platforms. We'll also build upon today's dual core based products and have quad core, four microprocessors on one in one chip, into the hardware environment. And we'll extend virtualization beyond the microprocessor, which is that animation demo I showed you, to other parts of the system, including the hard drive and the I/O functionality of the PC. We're very, very excited about the potential that this product has over the long term, but we're also very excited about the real savings it delivers on day one for enterprise customers. Summary, what we've talked about today is it's the best, vPro is the best management solution employing and yielding the lowest total cost of ownership for businesses large and small. It's the most secure platform available in PC computing space. It's a great performance product, and it has the best of class energy efficiency in the industry. And I believe that vPro really helps us reinvent this business client. Thank you very much and enjoy the rest of the session today.